Hello. Welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm so glad to be coming your way again this morning. I always count it a great privilege to be with you every morning to help you with God's Word, to give you God's Word that will help you live that glorious life that God has given to you. Hallelujah. Today I'm continuing with the devices of the devil. Yesterday we learned about the fact that the devil has nothing else apart from thoughts. You see, in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 11, he says that lest Satan should have an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. You don't have to be ignorant of what the devil has. You see, we are not ignorant of his devices. The word devices is noemas, thoughts, perceptions. So all the power that the devil has in the world is thoughts. How do people commit suicide? Through thoughts. Just look at it. People begin to think of how inferior they are and how that they can't keep going on in life. And then they are driven to commit suicide. Does the devil have power over death? No. The Bible says that the keys of death and hell are in Jesus' hands. He doesn't have the power of death anymore, you see. But he has the power of thoughts. He can send thoughts into your mind. Thoughts that can bring you down. Thoughts that can bring discouragement to you and cause you to do something foolish. Something that you never thought you would ever do in your life. Sometimes it can bring thoughts that bring discouragement to you. Bring thoughts that will make you think you are nothing. Bring thoughts that will make you think your brother is evil. Things that will make you think that your brother is not thinking good of you. Meanwhile, it's not like that. Hallelujah. And cause you to do certain things you never thought you'd ever do. You see. So when you read in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, like we did yesterday from verse 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I told that the word strongholds is principles, philosophies, reasonings, arguments. So people say things like, life is war. And because that statement has been made, it's a tradition, something that is there. You see, life is war. So every time it's like you have to fight for everything in your life. But it's not supposed to be like that. Jesus has fought for you already. If you are not thinking right, you will not believe right. And if you are not believing right, you will not produce the right results. It's very important to think rightly. You see, the devil battles, he puts thoughts into your mind. Thoughts that will cause you not to think the right way and then defeat you. Hallelujah. So the war that we are involved in is actually a war of thoughts, a war of the mind. Hallelujah. But it says that our weapons are not, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So it's casting down imaginations. All those imaginations that the devil brings imaginations. You see, imaginations, terrible imaginations. You'll be thinking about a certain lady you saw somewhere, thinking about some foolish things. You see, all those imaginations, this our weapons are able to cast them down. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, because the devil brings things that will exalt itself against the knowledge of God in your life, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. So it's bringing into captivity every thought that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Now, the devil has he has an arrangement. You know, sometimes you go into an area and you realize that it's like the area is full of lust. You go into a place, the place is full of lies, full of cheating, all kinds of things. There are demon spirits that are arranged. Now, go to Ephesians chapter 6. That's what the devil has. Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Verse 11 says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles. Or the strategies, the word wiles is strategies, you see, or methodia, okay, of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle not. We have overcome them, but there's a wrestling match that we are involved in. What wrestling match is that? That match is a match concerning thoughts. He flies arrows of unbelief into your mind, arrows of discouragement into your mind. He flies all kinds of thoughts into your mind. To discourage you, to prevent you from going on, and push you to do the wrong thing. But God's word is what you use to counter all those things. Hallelujah. That's why in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, he shows you what to think about. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You see, he shows you what to think on. And nothing else qualifies apart from the Word of God. The Word of God is what you ought to be thinking about every time, every day of your life. It says, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. You see, when you stay your mind on God, he keeps you in perfect peace. When you stay your mind on God, all those arrows of discouragement, all those arrows of unbelief, all those arrows of sin that the devil will be throwing into your mind will not come. And as you then a song you heard long ago will come into your mind. You'll be hearing an unbelievable song in your mind. And you think that, what is this thing? It's the devil flying something into your mind. You see, when all of a sudden you're thinking wrongly, you're thinking about how to lie about something, or how to steal something, or how to, it's demonic thoughts. These are thoughts, they are demon spirits that arrange to put these thoughts into your mind. And you must reject them by the power of the Holy Spirit and move in the line of God's word and think on God's word. That is what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. These are the advice of the devil. He has nothing else apart from thoughts. And if you allow those thoughts to persist and to remain in your mind, you'll be driven to madness. You'll be driven to go and do something that you're not supposed to do. You'll be driven to say something you're not supposed to say about your brother. But we must be full of love, because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. That's what we to express. We are kind. We are lovely. That's what we are. That's what God has made us to be. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep dominating. Keep ruling, because God has placed you high above all principalities and powers. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.